Welcome to Bravo Breakdowns, your podcast study guide for reality TV. Every Thursday, we cover an entire season of brawling, boozing, and romance, and skip all the boring parts where everyone is getting along. Whether you've never seen an episode or you're a Bravo scholar, we're here to break it down for you.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
And there's just so much
to get through.
Hot traders news we haven't even talked about.
I know. I kind of want to save that for tomorrow because it's a less boring. It's kind of a more boring season.
I know, but my only thing is they watched the whole season for us, and we just don't know how long it's gonna go.
Well, the point is, I have an above ground pool.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, this is important news to share with the listeners, so
WME, if you're listening, sign us so I can have an in-ground pool one day. But it's really nice. It's huge.
It looks amazing.
It's amazing.
I'm coming on Tuesday.
I know you are. We're gonna
unless Michelle has a meeting. I'm excited.
I actually do have a meeting with Ruby's occupational therapist from 11 to 11:30, but it's online.
Oh, nice.
So she's just going to tell me she still can't button a blouse and she can't hold a pencil correctly and that kind of thing.
Yeah. But honestly, I still can't hold a pencil correctly.
Well, she can help you with a copay of $35 a session.
That's out of my price range. I'm excited about the above ground pool. And you've got a Perlanga.
I have no idea. Are you stroking out?
No, your thing that the storm blew down and you had to put it back together.
A pergola?
Pergola. What, okay, listeners, do you know what a pergola is?
Okay.
I have no idea.
You give me so much shit for reading the Daily Mail, for reading the New York Post, for not...
How many of their headlines are pergola-based?
I'm just saying, if you're over here reading, The Atlantic, and you're subscribing to Vulture, you should know the word pergola.
Well, I'm not subscribed to Vulture. I do my one free article a month, and they don't let you go in through incognito.
It used to be five.
I know.
You could go incognito, and you could do all the things.
It's so frustrating.
It's not even that good.
I know. You're making yourselves less relevant by not letting us see without the paywall and not letting us do the sneak around. If we want it, we should be able to get it. Atlantic gives you five. And Atlantic, you can use incognito.
Washington Post, zero. Maybe one. Maybe get one. New York Post, I think you get five. No, not Post. The Times. The thing that we really need to glean from all of this crap is that journalism really stopped when Gawker went away.
Yeah, democracy dies in darkness after the lawsuit.
And it's so crazy
Peter
because
Thiel.
I thought it was Hulk Hogan.
Well, after the Hulk Hogan lawsuit, that's when I think it was Hulk Hogan who called Peter Thiel gay, and then they printed
it. Is that what he said? Hey, brother,
you're a closet homosexual billionaire. And
hey,
Peter
brother,
Thiel was
that's
like,
my sex tape. Gonna sue Gawker, brother.
Was it a sex tape with Peter Thiel and Hulk Hogan? That one is in my mind.
Josh Rubin was there on Zoom. Remember that whole bit? That was
Josh Rubin?
No, Jeffrey Toobin. He's a New York Times writer.
Oh, yeah,
Or maybe he's a New Yorker writer. He's a writer. But remember during COVID on a Zoom meeting, he was just watching porn and jacking off?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all coming back.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Journalism
has died since Gawker has left. Jeffrey Toobin, one of the most recognized journalists, respected, but not anymore. And I blame Gawker for leaving us.
Yeah, they went a little too far. But honestly, Gawker was the original Dumois. Anytime you see someone on the street, tell us.
No, because you know what it is for me? Gawker was the pure stuff. When you're getting the good stuff. It's the top shelf. But then now...
The Belvedere. Casamigos.
Casamigos. Sponsor us, Georgie
Sponsor
boy.
Us.
Sponsor
us. Oh, also,
Georgie boy. Amal.
Denise Richards has a TV show.
With her daughter.
Who's she?
They're doing a wild on, but the two of them.
But they were like incest baiting on their OnlyFans recently. Anyway, yeah. Okay. So back to, so Top Shelf was Gawker.
Gawker. And now I'm having to sit here bottom shelf with the New York Post. I'm at a bottom shelf with my one free article from Vulture, bottom shelf with the Daily Mail. Like, give me the good stuff. Like, yes, this is like
a beef eater.
Yeah. I feel like this is my prohibition, and I'm drinking bathtub gin.
Yes, we're like desperate. The news is a speakeasy right now. Like, you know what else I miss? National Enquirer. Now all the tabloids are just like, Taylor Swift's secret wedding. I want to see Mom is an alien.
Yeah. Did you ever watch? Okay, probably not. But it was the documentary about Tiger Woods, and it was on HBO a few years ago. The National Enquirer was the one who broke this cheating story because they followed one of the bitches that he was like fucking around with.
Oh yeah, the IHOP.
No, they like pulled out her like woman stuff out of the trash can. They had sex in a church.
Like diaphragm? Block. Oh my god.
Something that happens to a woman once a month.
Oh wow.
And she had took it out before they made love in a church parking lot.
Yeah. Why is it all the best sex scandals are tampon related? Like King Charles.
Don't say that. I didn't want to say that word.
Okay. Well, King Charles saying that word to Camilla. And then.
That's so crazy. Yeah. He's jealous of her tampon.
Yes. And then like Bill Clinton making one out of a cigar for Monica Lewinsky.
I didn't know that.
Well, it wasn't like, I mean, it could have really been any kind of thing you insert, but I think it's around the right size and consistency for a cardboard one.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like men trying to understand.
Yeah.
The tampon. Never will. Anyway, bring back the National Enquirer. They could really dig up some nasty dirt on people.
Yeah, and I like their fake stories were at least super fun and inventive.
Like Bat Boy found in cave.
Like, what happened to Bat Boy? I want to check up on him.
He's a Batman. But, like,
yes.
I guess we do know what happened to him.
Yeah, he becomes the Batman. Robert
Or Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
I think that Ben Affleck was Bat Boy. He was the one found in the cave, and he hasn't been doing well. He hasn't been doing well.
That's why he's so moody. It's like, I mean, yes, he's a hunk now, but at what cost?
Is he? I was like looking back at pictures of him and I was like, wow, like you were so hot and you're so
jacked again.
Not like that. He's very jacked, but very sad and very.
Yeah.
He's a weathered man.
I honestly think he's hottest when he's like in his truest bitch form. Like the smoking the cigarette through the mask. Like the bloated, sober, sad guy. Like that's his essence.
Did you see that horrible movie he did with Ana de Armas, Deep Water?
No.
We're watching it on your birthday.
Okay. Let's get deep. We'll be in deep water
in
the above ground pool. It's only watching deep water.
It only comes up to here on me. It's 48 inches, but we should probably get, you know what else is 48 inches?
And my dick. Good morning, students.
My dick is 48 inches long for this traders coverage we're about to do.
Yeah, I am rock hard for Traders UK season one. This is probably the most critically and commercially acclaimed season that we've covered so far. I'm talking BAFTAs. I'm talking all of England was watching this like it was Love Island, baby. This was a moment. All of the contestants are all represented by management agencies now, even the ones who were like out first, so we couldn't get a guest for this one. I mean, it's big.
Yeah,
big
it's
stuff.
Like having someone from like, what is it called? The Georgie Shore? That's the like
Georgie
their
Shore.
That's what they're like, Georgie.
Mm-hmm. Like Georgie. There's a famous Kyle from The Challenge. He was a Georgie
Shore.
What is
their like fake hills called over there? They have like a fake hills. Maybe that is. You know what I'm talking about?
But I actually don't
Stephanie
know.
Stephanie Pratt from The Real Hills is on The Fake Hills.
Does she do a fake British accent? She's just a little troll.
No, but it is weird that she's on that show living in London. And like, people will always forget. Like, remember when she was like, I was a meth addict? Anyway. Traitors.
Yeah. Okay, traitors. Now she's a drama addict. Much like us, she's gone from abusing things that are bad
for
abusing drama. Yeah, she trained at the School of the Hills. Which is the top reality TV academy.
I
want to
clear something up. I never abused anything. I was comfortable with certain things.
Thanks, Michelle.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Okay, now that we've given now your we've statement said it. On that, Vulture, if anyone, any of the press outlets following us want to pick that up.
Gawker. Gawker, if you want to pick this up. Gawker.
Gawker round three. We know you're about to come back a third time. We believe in you.
Yeah, we'll do a GoFundMe for Gawker.
Okay, so students, open your books to page 69. Let's get into UK Traders season one. So this was 22 normal civilian British lads and lassies, geezers and geezettes, taking the Hogwarts train to the same Scottish castle we know and love from the US seasons. Mm-hmm. Some notable cast members we see at the beginning. We see Andrea, who
an
is
old
like
woman.
Yes, a woman in her 70s with a lot of spirit, and she makes instant BFFs with Amos, who's a handsome doctor, a very pretty blonde girl, Alex, who a handsome skater guy, Matt, seems to have a crush on, is instantly in love with. Mm-hmm. And then we have a charismatic young marketing / TikTok guy, Wilf, who says he'll do whatever it takes to win.
I really like him.
Yeah, Wilf is great. In fact, we know you love a reality TV pro overall, Michelle, but what did you think about the casting of these, nobodies? Did you like them or not?
Those nobodies are big somebodies to me.
And they are in real life now.
They were so dramatic, and it was we'll get into it, but the castle reminded me of a certain place that I stayed at for a couple of weeks.
And this is a truth. Wear a certain kind of socks that
I had to wear grip socks. I couldn't have shoelaces or bras that have wires. And all the chairs were 500 pounds. So you wouldn't pick them up and throw them. That's right, folks. I was in a mental institution.
And this Scottish castle, unlike when the U.S. people stay in it, turned into one.
Yeah,
as well.
This is an asylum. I was like, everybody's crying. They're paranoid about being murdered and sobbing about it. They keep forgetting it's a real game, or they're just having manic episodes. And I was like,
it's so good.
I know this guy. I remember him. I remember this guy.
The instability is so chef's kiss, and none of the other traitors, players ever could last an hour in the asylum.
And
where
now
Traitor season one was raised.
We've quoted Taylor Swift.
So are you happy now?
That's relevant for us. Yeah, that's really good for us. We're not giving you Katherine Hepburn, Spencer Tracy quotes right now. But we could.
I am like a little annoyed that the British production company who did this show, like they did the show, it was such a mega hit. So then they're like, okay, let's do it in the US. But they're like, okay, we'll do everything the same. We'll do the challenges the same, like, virtually everything. But we're
back.
Yes, but we won't like find a really great cast of average people. We'll find any average person we can find, and then like Brandy Glanville. That's what the Americans care about, you know? And it's like, no, we want amazing cast like this. We want
highly trained. Highly trained. The British are just so much more highly trained in the creative arts. Mm-hmm. Even the ones who are even the ones who are not actually trained, like they just get it.
They understand. Yeah,
their emotions are right
their
here.
Ancestor. Yeah,
mm-hmm. They feel like J.K. Rowling in their bones.
Yeah,
without the transphobia.
Yeah. So Claudia Winkleman is the host. What did you think of Claudia?
Foxy lady.
I am obsessed with Claudia. She's my favorite host, even more than Alan. I'm sorry,
she doesn't
Alan.
Give a because she's like, she's so much more subtle than him, but she's still she's still that bitch the whole time.
Yes. I mean,
that's a good thing. Like, she's
she's that girl. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, Alan, I mean, like, because the show is more like
loopy,
meta.
He can be a little pick
top.
Me. He's a little pick me.
A little cheesy. I mean, does he deserve an Emmy nomination? Absolutely. Yes. But Claudia is like the way she, again, the British way of subtly underplaying. She's like a henchman. She's got these dark bangs she hides behind. She's so morose. She dresses like Kate Blanchett in Tar.
And she's like so direct.
Icons.
Yeah, she's like, I cannot talk about Tar one more time with you.
But her clothing is definitely it's tar giving off the tar. Rack. It's giving tar.
Yeah.
And like, okay, it completely changed nothing the way I dress. Does. She's like a Kate Bush Blanchett Wednesday Addams. She's just, I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and she's so direct. She'll be like, "Are you capable of murder?"
Yes. And there's like, okay, no pussy putting around. There's no ad-libbing. She's just, yeah, just she's a like, facts, ma'am.
You can leave now. Yeah. I love it.
I love it. Girl power.
Claudia, you know what she reminds me of? Oh my God. Remember The Weakest Link, that TV show?
Yes.
That
she's very, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye, Kyle.
That's goodbye, Kyle. Like, you are the weakest link. Goodbye, Kyle. God, I wish the producers would say that to her.
That was an illusion for everybody keeping score.
Yep. So Claudia has the players line themselves up immediately when they get to the castle. He's like, the game starts now. Line yourselves up in order most likely to least likely to win. And Amos, the handsome doctor, marches the older Andrea right up to the front and is like, she's the most likely to win, like protecting her. And then nobly, he says that he will be the least likely to win, goes all the way over to the other end, along with this kind of a posh twat type guy, Kieran. Mm-hmm. And everyone else finds, you know, somewhere in the middle to play it safe. And Claudia is like, "Are you sure that you two think you're the least likely to win?" And they're like, sure, whatever. Yeah. And she's like, "Well, then you can leave immediately. The game starts
goodbye.
Now. Goodbye. You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
And
I just got to the Highlands.
My patience. Yeah. I got this new, you know, suit from JCPenney with a very fitted crotch.
Or what they have over there. They have TK Maxx. They don't have a TJ, but they have TK Maxx.
Ah, I see. This
Lauren's
is
never been.
Cuts.
Lauren's never
I
been.
I haven't been across the pond.
So I have to explain to her because I have been. So
but I am going to Nando's on Sunday for Father's Day. We're going to Nando's. There's
what
a Nando's
is that?
In Madison now. It's like the British, like, Applebee's, but instead it's for, like, Southeast Asian food instead of, like, Tex-Mex or, like, the Chili's. It's more of a takeout place, but, you know, as tea boos, as Anglophiles, Cam wants to go for Father's Day.
That's really funny.
All right. Back to
reality.
Back to reality. Okay, so then as the game goes, everyone is blindfolded. And then after some interviews with Claudia, where people reveal themselves if they want to be traitors or not, she picks the traitors and she taps on three people who said they wanted to be traitors in their interviews.
Not like
Alyssa,
that.
Who says everyone thinks of her as an innocent young student, but
tell
she
me when
is
you're done
vicious.
Talking about Alyssa.
I am done. Amanda, who is my favorite.
I love her. We were trying to figure out who she looked like. I think I still think Abby Lee Miller with Ashley Judd.
No. I do see Ashley Judd. I don't see Abby Lee Miller
other than the
vicious undercurrent. I see a brunette Jennifer Coolidge very much so. Yeah. Amanda is a glamma. Which is a glamorous grandma for those who don't speak portmanteau. And she says she'll play the mother role and be a killer at night. Which
she
does
shawls.
Amazingly. Yes, and like full British makeup. Sweet. And she's so cute. And she inspires me that maybe I'll age well because she's
rosy
got
cheeks.
Brown cheeks.
I
yeah.
really got to get liposuction on these arms.
No, you don't. No. I've had this since I was a child. It's just the way the flesh is.
My arms are like thighs.
No. Michelle, you're a gamine. You're a petite gamine.
Wilfred.
Wilf, who is a TikTok guy. Actually, he was like kind of, I think, famous on TikTok even before this. He would do street interviews, but they say...
I got so excited, I love him. He's so he's got that like that he's giving me like Albanian realness. I don't know if he's Albanian, but he's just giving me like something.
The same realness that I give you with fashion. He's giving you with personality.
He's giving me clavicle.
Yeah. Clef.
He's giving me clavicle.
He really wants the money for his kids, so he wants to be a trader because it gives him a better shot at winning the money and he'll do whatever it takes to win.
And he's like so young and vibrant,
full of passion and energy, and he just really has a face that shows all the emotions,
passion,
you know,
energy, Yes. Camera yes. on him, and he knows what to do, baby. He works it.
He knows what to do. Yep. He's got on-camera experience.
They're all pros. I'm telling you, the British, very highly trained in the creative arts. Yes.
Including haughty Alex, the blonde girl who wants to be a TV presenter, and the sexy skater guy, Matt, says he's falling in love with her already on night one after everybody is chatting.
Oh my God, I know.
They flirt all the time, and she reveals
she has a sexy secret.
Yes, and her sexy secret is she's actually dating Tom,
a magician.
Sexy.
She has pink hair, and he was very lost without his... You know, props. I felt like props. He needed really, like the Kleenex to keep
cards.
Coming. A top hat with a rabbit. A wand.
He felt naked. He felt flummoxed.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm a magician. We're on this train. I'm going to Hogwarts.
And I can't do my magic. I can't do my Alohomora.
My illusions. Yeah. You don't like my illusions. That was
illusions, Michael.
That was Arrested Development, everybody.
Michelle, would you go on the show with Jason and pretend not to know him?
And flirt heavily in front of
with a hot 22-year-old?
Yeah, I bet it would be, I think it would do wonders for our marriage if I was just throwing myself, but honey, it's for a game. It's for a game. We can play for
babe.
A kid. And that's the, everyone's doing it. Everyone's pretending to not know somebody in the house so they can, I don't know, cuck their husband. It's normal.
Yeah, that's my new fantasy is
it's a very
playing
like,
being
low,
on Traitors.
Yeah, a low stakes cucking.
That sounds like a Downton Abbey episode. Yes. Stakes cucking.
I told you about that one episode where big drama's happening. Like, there's too many spoons, and the like main girl's like, I'm going to go to my room and take off my hat.
And everyone was like, cliffhanger.
She's taking off
Does
her
she
hat
do it?
In the middle of the day.
My God. So the traders, they meet up at night, and like these traders are good. They're doing some good strategizing. They realize they're all in different cliques.
That's how they say it over there.
Yes. They're thinking three steps ahead. They're like, if we kill this person, then this will happen. The next few eliminations will look like this. Were you impressed with this traders crew compared to the others we've seen?
Yeah, because I didn't have to fast forward these scenes. Like, I have, like, an other past, like, every, like, I'm being tortured by the traitors. Lauren knows that I've been tortured by the traitors. We were supposed to record last week, and I was tortured.
So the traitors, they made up that night. They decide who to kill. They decide to murder Aisha because she was already pointing fingers and she had a big personality. And this brings us to a motif of traitors, unfortunately, which is voting out the gay people or people of color first because they have personalities.
Yeah, personality. They're like, oh, a loud person.
Yes, no, they stand out. Yes. Oh, and also it will really hurt morale if we take out the one fun person. So let's get him out of here.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If they do that to Bob the drag queen on the new season of Traitors, I'm going to, I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'm going to freak the geek. Okay, so they have a round table the next day. Alyssa the traitor goes hard after Nikki. Nikki is a faithful who's an amputee who wants the money so she can move out of her parents' house and afford a bionic hand.
Yeah.
And Alyssa says that she's a traitor because she didn't raise her glass for a cheers because she doesn't have a hand.
My God.
And they all vote her out.
You know what? I fucking hated Alyssa. No. When she did that, it reminded me of this like news story I read probably on Gawker. Where Kanye West was like, you know, back before he was totally canceled and he was doing like his concert. He's like, everybody up on your feet. Everybody. I said everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And he sees like one guy like not standing up. He said, I said everybody. And the guy's like, I'm in a wheelchair.
I'm in a wheelchair.
Let's get on with it.
Okay, so she's a faithful.
Beans.
She's like, I am a faithful. I just don't have a hand. And then the traitors
that hand for that.
Round of applause. So the traitors decide that night to kill Claire. She's a MILF and a former police officer, ACAB. That way, Amanda will be the only MILF in the house. Smart thinking from Amanda. And then day three is when things really get cooking.
Yay.
This is like the neurodivergence episode, I feel like, of many, many of the episodes this season are, but this is especially, because that's
in
the house.
And we mean that in a good way.
Yes. Well, we mean that, like, literally.
My daughter, it is. Lauren and I are both neurodivergent. We have ADHD. I have a daughter who is autistic. Don't come for us.
Yes. Oh, and this is like people, you know, diagnosed. Like, yeah. Aaron is like young and tall and sexy, like, and, you know, like a, just kind of like a babe in the wool, you know, like a lamb. And he also has ADHD. And so he's watching John, who is like an angry old drama queen and a masseuse, give Andrea a massage.
He's like,
oh, like, how long have you trained to be a masseuse? Like, did you go to masseuse school? Da, da, da. And John is like, you already asked me all these questions. What's with the third degree? Are you a traitor? Are you bullying me?
And I don't want to talk to another human right now.
And it just totally
overwhelmed.
It totally goes over Aaron's, you know, ADHD head. He's just like, I'm just interested in asking people questions.
Mm-hmm.
So then at the round table, he's totally blindsided when John comes after him for asking the questions. And also, he was already really upset that they voted the lady without a hand because that wasn't fair. And he's like, we should be going after Imran.
Yeah,
he says the old people, he's like just being really mean to everyone. Imran says the old people are bad at challenges, and he kept bragging about being the youngest person with a PhD. And then he tries to explain, it's like, it's just that I don't understand social cues, and I don't understand feelings, so I say things directly.
That woman looks fat. I have a PhD.
Yeah. It's very, Doogie Howser. And then Aaron.
And then he's very the good doctor.
The good doctor, yes. And I'm sure he's a very good doctor of rocket surgery or whatever.
Mm.
The youngest doctor in all of England. And he'll never let you forget it. So then Aaron is getting even more upset because Maddie, who is, I feel like the Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules of this game.
Crop top wedding Sheena,
season two Sheena, hardworking, bleeds.
Toothache Sheena, my tooth.
Yes, she's totally toothache Sheena.
Crying, yeah, toothache Sheena.
She's a receptionist at a nursing home hiding the fact she's also a community theater actor.
Butterfly Clips.
Oh my
god!
The whole episode. Yeah, the unironic Butterfly Clips before they came back.
Like and subscribe if you like. Thumbs up if you like Butterfly Clips, and they should come back.
They did come back.
Briefly. They came back on Maddie's head, and then they flew back into the world, the zeitgeist. Like, she lied to us about being an actor.
But she had to, otherwise everyone would suspect her for her talent.
Who was the person on the show? They were like, how could you lie like that? And then someone was like, that's the game.
Yeah.
The game's literally lying and deceit.
Just everyone lying. Yeah. So Aaron's even more upset because Maddie and John are both coming after him hard. It's very close between Aaron and Imran in the vote. Wilf, who is the traitor who's good friends with Aaron, actually votes for Aaron. And that's when Aaron really loses it. He has a panic attack.
Uh-oh.
He leaves crying. Will freaks out and he's crying. It's a lot of drama. Alyssa also cries.
She's giving me Lindsay Hubbard fake tears. I don't think Alyssa can cry.
Yeah. She's Alyssa is just really acting too much. She's doing too much acting.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
She's like, I'm still a student. No, I'm not.
Yeah. She's like, I'm so shy. I'm just a baby.
You're not a baby. Who yells at her? You're not a baby. You're a 21-year-old adult.
Yes. That's what we wanted to yell at her the whole time. But finally, Imran ends up getting the vote. He goes home. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm a faithful. I'm just a the youngest PhD. We're like, okay, we get it, dude.
Yeah, he like even going out with that, he's like, I didn't murder anyone. In fact, I've got my PhD, the youngest in the country.
Yeah, and they're like, okay.
Okay, bye. Go back to the double tree.
And so now, after that vote, Maddie is even more convinced Aaron is a traitor. But now she thinks that Wilf is a traitor and that Wilf betrayed Aaron. And that's why Aaron got so upset, and that they should vote out Wilf to get Aaron out. So she is right about Wilf being a traitor, but for all the wrong reasons. And she will repeat this every episode, every scene she's in for the rest of
Yeah, she's very, she is very Sheena coded in that way, where she's like,
yes,
I am kind of right, but also extremely wrong. Also a little Kristen Doty and the, like, this weird yes. sense of justice.
Yes, the self-righteousness yeah, and the being wrong. For the wrong reasons.
You know what disappointed me about this UK season, as good as it was? Well,
no, Doty.
You know what, I'll save it for tomorrow when we talk about season two.
Okay. A cliffhanger, guys. So you got to tune into next week's episode of Sinisterhood to hear what Michelle was thinking.
Oh, you just spilled the beans, the baked beans that go with my British breakfast.
Delicious beans and toast everywhere.
With all a right, slice of tomato. Farts forever.
Nice farty breakfast. So Aaron confronts John after the round table. And he's like, why did you blindside me? And John is like, stop crying. It's just a game. I don't care if you have ADHD.
And this is what I'm talking about. The asylum. Now we're in the asylum.
We are in the asylum. Yeah.
Now everyone's stir crazy, even though they can go outside. The beautiful vistas, like amazing views. Yeah.
Beautiful views.
Everyone's going really insane and they can't stop sobbing. Yeah, we're day three. We're in the asylum. We're really breaking down. Everyone's sobbing. They can't stop sobbing. That was the only thing that I was like, they're not acting very British right now.
Because British, they're like, hugging a lot.
Yeah, they're very
kissing,
you know,
a lot.
Where's the stiff upper lip I was promised?
Yeah, yeah.
I see, you know, Maddie with butterflies in her hair, and then sometimes she just has like fake flowers in her hair. They're not even like the clips that are like a fake flower. It's just like, I think she just found like,
put them in.
Yeah, like around,
yeah,
like
around the vase.
Yeah, that's something in the vase, and she just stuck it in her head. And she's like, I'm an actor. Have you seen that one episode of that one TV show?
Yeah, and she's so, the thing about Maddie is she's like Sheena, she's so unflappable. Like, you could be like,
yeah,
you know, like, Maddie, you're like, you know, you're so annoying. People are like, you're so annoying.
People
stop saying that Wilf's a traitor.
You. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, and she's like, but I think Wilf's a traitor. Like, you cannot penetrate her. Yeah.
Her teeth are falling out of her head. Butterflies are swarming her face. You tell her to her face, nobody likes you. And she's like, but he's a traitor.
I love her. She's indefatigable.
Mm-hmm. That's a keyword.
Mm-hmm. And John is also indefatigable, screaming at Aaron as he's weeping, handsome white tears. Mm-hmm. And as you can imagine, the internet really did not like the bullying of a neurodivergent white straight guy who happens to be extremely hot, and went nuts on John for being so mean to him.
I didn't even realize he was neurodivergent.
Oh, he talks about having ADHD a lot.
Oh, okay. Sometimes it was just like, he's not autistic, but
no, no. But John got extremely bullied for his bullying of Aaron. Do you think that the internet? Well, of course,
the internet's
don't
always
bully a cast member. You're
the
insane.
Internet's
but
always right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We defer to you, internet. Please follow us.
Talk about us in your subreddit.
Sheena's daughter. Yeah. But I think like John was like cruel, but yeah, he did go too far. But don't bully the bullies, guys.
Yeah.
It's not two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
On that preachy note, let's take a break. And when we get back, we'll talk about the somehow even more dramatic aftermath of the next day.
Where are the meds?
Yes, they need them. They need to put some Xanax in those eggs. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Bravo_breakdowns. Please give us 5 stars and nice reviews on Apple and especially Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, please rate and review, because you have to listen to rate and review, so we can't even fudge those numbers. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, Bravo Breakdowns. That's right. All of our podcasts are also available in video form. If you're watching right now, leave us a comment. We'll be
Look
right
at my,
back.
I'm wearing a blouse.
Yes. I dyed my hair for you people.
Yeah. We took our medicine today.
We did. You can tell because
this is the longest outro ever.
Okay. All right.
These girls are having a break.
And we're back.
Okay. So after the round table, the traders meet up. Amanda is like kind of the lead trader at this point, and she tells Alyssa and Wilf.
Like this. She's so sweet.
So sweet and Welsh.
She tells
Alyssa and Wilf they need to get their shit together. Because the crying made people suspicious. Mm-hmm. Little does she know how much crying will be coming.
We're now entering the tears and fears segment of our episode.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
They're in this beautiful castle, but they're going a bit insane. They're giving me a little bit of a Meghan Markle. You're crying here. Get over it.
They were silenced.
We love Meghan.
But they were not silenced. We're Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Were you silenced or silenced?
So the traitors are silenced when they get a letter from Claudia. I wish.
Can you imagine on the traitors with Gail?
Oh my God.
Pretending like they don't know each other.
Dating other people? No. I take it back. They're just friends. She's the friend. She's the sister that everybody deserves.
The lover I've always wanted. That was in her monologue.
So they aren't allowed to murder tonight. Instead, they have to put three players on trial.
One of them
will be murdered that night. It's one of the three they put on trial, and they are allowed to put themselves on trial.
And now is when the walls are closing in, the panic attacks are happening, the paranoia is coming from within, like they're sweating out from their pores, the paranoia and the tears and the betrayals.
Yeah.
It's all coming out. It's all
the magazines and razors are being taken away. Mm-hmm. Like
no shoelaces today.
No shoelaces today, guys. So Wilf says
the mental institution. I really was in one for a couple of weeks back in 2020, and it really did help me with my mental health. I'm not making fun of them. I'm just saying I understand maybe what's happening with some of these people because I've seen it.
Right.
What?
And I have only gone to outpatient, which is why I'm still so messed up today. Mm-hmm. I really should have gone to inpatient, and who knows, maybe tonight.
Maybe. I know place. It's in Scotland.
Wilf wants to go on trial because he looks so suspicious, but Amanda and Alyssa talk him out of it. Instead, because they're like, people are going to think that the traitors put themselves on trial. Yeah. So they choose John because he's clearly faithful. Everyone thinks he's faithful. Alex, the hot blonde, because they say she's being too quiet. Mm-hmm. And Ivan, who's a very smart nerd who designs games for a living, who will look the most suspicious.
He's got a fun bun and he has more bobby pins in his hair than anybody will ever see on screen.
Yeah, and he's giving the girl in dance class who had short hair like me.
It never grew in the back, and she like her mom always had to like put it in bobby pins. Like, his hair is bloody hair. That's Ivan.
So the next day at breakfast, everyone shows up. Three people on trial get letters, and immediately everyone accuses those three people of being traitors, just like the traitors thought. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so Alex is being accused. She's like, I think they just want me to speak up more. And Ivan's being accused. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, Tom, her pink-haired secret boyfriend, stands up and says, Alex is not a traitor. How do I know? She's my girlfriend.
Oh, God. She didn't know he was going to do that. And she's like, oh my god. And everyone's like, what? And then you see Matt
just burst into tears, and then Maddie turns to him and says,
he's in love with this woman who's been leading him on
and Maddie turns to him and says, I thought you liked Alex.
And then everyone goes over to Matt and they're comforting him, and because he's so sad because this BMX guy Matt is, you know, it's never gonna
happen. Never gonna find love again.
Because this TV presenter is with this magician.
Yeah, and he's like really trying to cover. It's so embarrassing. He's trying to cover himself. He's like, it's not that I love her. It's that you lied and that I love her.
And then, you know, Tom is really trying to really give a great monologue. He's really trying to give us Gregory Peck.
He's like, I promise racism is bad, and that Ivan is a traitor, and if he's not a traitor,
my girlfriend,
I'll eat my hat. And then Ivan bursts into tears. John bursts into tears, even though he was just yelling at Aaron for
the gay guy. You gotta kill off the put the gay guy on trial.
And then Theo.
Gay.
And Theo, the other gay guy, who is like my favorite player, his facial expressions are like Kyle Richards' wishes.
Yeah,
like,
well, yeah, he has like what's the guy from The Valley? Oh my god.
Zach. He's very Zach coded. He cries pretty much every episode. And he's of course he cries. It's too much for him too. And then it's just this chaotic
and this
traitors
is
and viewers
before the day has started.
This is at like 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like we started the day at 5, like the shooting
she
day.
She is my girlfriend. Yeah.
And finally,
I can prove she's not a traitor. It's like, okay, wait, okay. You've been in a relationship this entire time. You're both massive liars. How does this prove anything? And she's just hasn't said anything. She's just sitting
she's
there.
Just completely,
and then she's
and she,
just like, I didn't know he was going to say this today. But he's right about one thing. I'm not a traitor.
And it's crazy because it's like, she is such a good player. She knew exactly why they put her on trial. She stayed totally calm throughout all of this. Mm-hmm. She was like, but he is blowing it so hard. He's panicking without his props and having a panic attack.
I know. Get this man a wand or something.
I think it really what was happening, like upon rewatching, it's that he couldn't handle that there was this group of people and he wasn't in control and getting all the attention. And he finally couldn't handle it anymore. And he was like, all right. I gotta do it. It's gotta, everyone's gotta be focused on me. Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's like, we have to go do a mission today.
Yes. Yeah. Finally, Amanda, since she's like the house mom, even though like the traitors love the chaos, it's like, it's just too much. And she's like, okay, everybody get your shit together. Like, God damn it. Like, everybody
and
chill
then,
out.
Yeah. Tom is like, I know who the traitor is. It's Ivan and won't shut up about it. He's like, I'm a magician. I can read people. I will go ahead and just die. You can just kill me. If I'm wrong about this guy, I'll just die.
Yeah.
And he keeps saying that, which again reminded me of the mental hospital because I heard a lot of that too. Why don't you just kill me? Because I just want to die.
His speech is rapid and pressured for
And a
like,
lot. There's a lot of revelations made in a 4-minute span. He has a girlfriend. She's in the castle. She's been flirting with another guy. She's not a traitor. Everyone's in tears.
Ivan is a traitor. If he's a traitor,
go ahead and just
like,
kill me now. Kill me now. Yeah. I want
kill
to die.
Now.
If I'm wrong, kill me now.
I'll die.
I want to die. Yeah.
So, but his deal works. Ivan
Everyone
is
gets
voted out.
Ivan has
and...
to collect all of his bobby pins.
And leave immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He stands up. He gives a great fuck you speech. He's like, Tom, this was your magic trick, and here's the prestige.
And then it made me want to go watch the prestige. And then the other one that's just exactly like the prestige, but it's not called that. What's that movie?
Yeah.
That's the one with Hugh Jackman. No, he's in the prestige.
He's Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, no, the other one is the Edward Norton.
Yeah.
Ed Norton, Paul Giamatti.
What is that?
Jessica
one?
Biel.
What's that one called?
Exactly.
But
Say it in the comments.
It's the same movie, right? It's like the same movie.
It's the same movie. Yeah, it was a studio hearing one and then a race to get it done. It was an Armageddon Deep Impact situation.
Mm.
So that night, the traitors can only kill one of the two players left on trial. Since Ivan is gone, they've got to kill Alex or John. Obviously, they choose John because Alex is at the center of a shitstorm. They don't want to stop that chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And John has angered England for his bullying of a hot man. And then because Tom made that deal that if Ivan is faithful, he will go home. The next day they vote Tom out because a deal's a deal.
He wanted to die.
And then Kieran and Amos, to add to the chaos,
they come
also
back.
Those guys who went home at the beginning, because they said they would be most likely to lose, actually it ended up being a reward, because they got to sit out for 4 challenges and then come back.
Yeah, and Andrea's heart is so full. Her love tank
so
is
happy.
Full, like Vicky Gumbelson.
Like Vicky Gumbelson. And also everyone's is, because Amos is super hot.
And so is Kieran. I'm like,
Kieran is hot, in like a
gray
a
daddy.
A posh twat.
I like that.
Way.
He's somebody that would like throw me on a bed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
push me against a wall.
Him as well. A little bit of a prick. Ooh, sorry, you broke up bad there.
So did you. Okay.
That night.
Maybe it was you.
Okay,
maybe
sorry. It was you. All right. Okay, let's not fight. Not on the air. We'll save it for later. Table it.
We fight a lot.
So that night, the traitors decide to kill Matt, the sexy, heartbroken skater, because apparently he's really smart, and just to add to the terrible week he's having. Only one that Claudia, like, gets really mad about. She's like,
I want to keep him around. He's a licker. He's got all the right stuff in the right places.
She's like, okay, now I'm mad, because Matt's a fox. I wonder if they dated after this.
Well, they just had a little toss in the, what did they say in English? Rumble in the jungle. Rumble in the pasture.
Everyone's catching on to Alyssa now. She's so quiet.
Yeah, she's like also, this the whole time.
And also, apparently, this didn't make the cut, but everyone pretty much knew she was a traitor for a while because someone was like, Alyssa, do an impression of Claudia. And she said, hello, traitors. And they were like, wait. She only says that to the traitors. They're like, okay, well, she's one.
She's not highly trained like the others.
Unfortunately, no. I think
a baby.
I'm just a baby.
I'm a baby.
So Alyssa is one of the people on the chopping block for the round table, and then the other person is Wilf. Maddie has also gotten some people to finally vote for Wilf because she won't shut up about it because he got so emotional, and she's like, if we vote Wilf out, we have two traitors because then we'll know Aaron is a traitor. He is not. And then Wilf turns hard on Alyssa at the round table to save himself.
God.
Yeah. And, it's half and half. Amanda is the final vote. Will she vote for Wilf? Which traitor will she choose?
Wilf she or won't she?
Wilf and she.
Wilf she or won't she?
And she does choose Wilf because Alyssa is just like kind of, I think this is a problem that happens a lot in traitors. When traitors decide to go way too dumb or way too shy or way too different from their personality, it's just, you can't keep up the charade.
Rachel goes rogue.
Exactly. I like Rachel. They are going to get caught. Back at Traitor's Tower, Amanda warns Wilf if he pulls that shit on her and turns on her and betrays her. Foreshadowing, she'll light his ass on fire like the Welsh dragon, or Katie Maloney. So now the traitors have to recruit. They recruit Alex because she's really, really smart, and there's a lot of heat on her. Alex,
she's like, you try to make me a traitor, and I said no.
Which, like, rejecting an offer of free rehab is stupid.
Yeah, we miss you, Amy Winehouse. Have you seen that movie?
Amy.
I haven't seen it.
It's an abomination. Everyone says just watch the documentary. And so another, and I didn't mean Amy was Amy. You know, she had a lot.
We love
I'm talking
Amy
about
here.
People in general. I should have gone to rehab. Another quiet outsider is voted out at the round table since Alyssa was like that. So they're like, maybe Ryan is like that. He's a faithful who's just
okay,
a sad
Ryan
person.
Also, like, I was can attracted to because, well, he looks so much like my husband.
Really? I don't see it.
The
Jason's
glasses.
More
They're like silly boys. Well, yeah. I guess Ryan's
it's a little shy.
Yeah. Jason's
a little
shy.
Boy. No.
Okay, I would fuck him. And Amos.
So, Amos. Kieran. And Kieran. Wilf.
Wilf, yeah.
Claudia.
Yeah. I know. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm like one of those cool girls that will have sex with other girls.
You're straight. And I forgive
and
you.
And that's okay.
It's extremely controversial
it's
to admit
extremely
that during
popular.
Pride Month. But
it's
that's
extremely
true.
Popular, though, to be straight.
That's true. That's true.
It's the most popular one.
It's brave of you to admit.
Yeah, like Disney's brave. Pixar's
so
brave.
The traitors murder Alex that
she
night.
She should be on this show. She lives there. Get Pixar's brave girl on the show.
Oh, yeah, in Ireland in the 1300s. I think
she's already
she
there.
Lives. Yeah.
I know her geography ghost, and history and fiction.
Yeah. So do you think that Alex made the right decision for her mental health, rejecting being a traitor, or is she a magician dating Kang?
I think she was just exhausted after all the calm
done.
Stuff.
She's that
like,
was a lot.
I think she knew that she would be basically killed and like by not.
There's no way
it.
She could have won the game at that point.
I guess she also tried coming off like, I had the option of being a traitor, but I didn't take it because I wanted to take the high road. It's like, bitch, you're on a show called Traitors.
Traitors. And you just got the most advantageous position in the game.
I think she just wanted to be done. She probably wanted to go chase Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we still have a toss in the roll in the hay?
She did break up with Tom, thank God.
Are you tapping on something?
Yes, God. Oh, sorry, I was scrolling. So that day, the next day, Claudia has everyone dress up nice and vote for whoever they trust the most. Mm-hmm. Wilf and Amanda have been such great traitors so far, but they both make really weird moves.
They're like Harold and Maude.
Yeah. The unlikely duo who fell in reality competition love.
Yeah, they're my Harold and Maude. Great movie alert.
So Amanda had previously been planting.
Did you like that movie?
I actually have only seen the beginning with the sequence of like him doing different like suicides.
Oh my god!
Sorry, bleep that word.
Fake unalive. It's funny. It's a funny movie.
He went unalive on Instagram.
Wait, so
you know
have you even seen The Graduate?
Yeah, I've seen The Graduate.
Okay. It's a very different movie, but...
Yeah. But it was also made in the 60s
But like
or
older 70s. Woman, younger man.
Younger man.
But he was being groomed. I wonder if Harold was too.
But Harold was like 24, right?
Wilf is not being groomed by Amanda.
No, it's strictly platonic. They're good partners. But Wilf is starting to turn on Amanda, as is a kind of everyone, because they both make a bad move here for the first time.
Everything needs to be turning, though. Turning the wheel.
Amanda has been previously planting seeds on, like, people, you shouldn't trust Theo, but then she votes for Theo as her most trusted... Oh, no, for Faye.
Mm-hmm.
No, Theo is her most trusted person, and then Wilf is BFF with Hannah, but he chooses Faye as his most trusted person.
And she kisses the guy to death. Who's the guy that she kisses to death?
Oh, the kiss of death?
Yeah. What? Remember that? She does the kiss of death, but I don't remember who she gives it to.
Amos.
Ooh, I would kiss him too.
I think that is tonight. Yeah.
Sorry.
But
if I had to do it, I would be like, I will go kiss you, even if that means you die.
I'll kiss you. I think it was the French kiss of death, and also he had to cop a feel. Otherwise, he won't die. So it's the rules.
Mm-hmm. And moms can get some too.
Moms can get some. Rule number 37 of traitors: moms can get some.
Just some. Everyone's been fed.
Then the mums get the mums get the scraps.
Scrappy mama.
Sexy scraps. So the next day, everyone is really upset. Amos is gone. They're pretty, pretty clueless.
Andrea's so upset. She's crying. And so then Claudia hands her Amos's picture and she clutches it against her bosom.
I know. They had such a sweet... They are Harold and Maude.
How would you know?
Wow.
You haven't seen the movie.
I'm familiar with the pop culture zeitgeist.
You're like, I love going to the movie theater. I like watching Criterion Collection films.
I never said that.
And you're just watching watching Jawbreaker the whole time, which is such a great movie.
It's a really good movie. It's a cult classic. Okay, so then that night, Theo gets banished. That's how clueless everyone is, that Theo, who is the most faithful player I've ever seen in my life, like, he's never had an emotion or thought that his face didn't immediately tell the world. They're like, I guess him?
Let's do it, baby.
We've gotten down to such a, like, small group of, like, really clueless people that Faye is, like, on the more clued-in side, which is shocking. And they have traitors kill her.
To the system.
Shock. So then the next day, Wilf sees his chance to turn on Amanda. He and Hannah made up after he didn't choose her as the person he trusted the most. And he's like, already gone after Alyssa. And he goes after the same thing with Amanda. He points out, wasn't it weird that she said she trusted Theo the most and then went after him at the round table? And he says it's because he thinks Amanda's going to turn on him. But do you think it's actually because he just wants to go to the end alone, as many viewers do?
I think he said that he thought, like, he did want to go to the end with Amanda, but he wasn't sure that she would not turn on him. Like, she didn't.
Yes.
Like,
so you believe him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe men.
I believe men. That's so important. So important in Traitors, just believing men.
Yeah.
I think that a little bit of it, part of it was he saw his, and also people are like, that's so greedy, but it is just so much simpler for Traitors to get through the end alone. And honestly, it is so Raven. It's the future he can see. And your statistics are higher to go to the end with all faithfuls and not have to do a second like Steeler share. So I don't fault anyone. I do think that he did not necessarily think she'd turn.
We do fault Raven Simone.
She was really mean to Adore Delano in a cutscene of All Stars 2, and I'll never forgive her.
Happy Pride Month, though, Raven.
Happy Pride Month. So everybody votes out Amanda. She is, in fact, a traitor. And then that night, Wilf is forced to recruit. And this is not a recruit where, like, someone can say yes or no, or, like, Wilf can recruit if he wants to. It's like, Wilf
he can
has
recruit,
to recruit
me.
The person has to say yes, which, Michelle, for the record, Michelle would. So Wilf decides to recruit Kieran, the posh dickhead.
Who Wilf
guy.
He choose?
Who Wilf would be? And so Kieran, Wilf has really strong relationships with everyone else. Kieran doesn't.
Kieran's like, I guess I'll do it.
It's very obvious that Wilf recruited Kieran to completely throw him under the bus, and he'd be an easy person for everyone to vote out because everyone else is like Wilf's best friends. And Kieran senses this, and he's like obviously really pissed he couldn't say no.
He was pretty annoyed. Yeah.
Do you think it's fair for producers to put people in that position at the end where they have no choice but to accept? You're like, yeah, I live.
I kind of like production doing something interesting, unlike whatever they're doing with VPR these days.
I know.
And every decision that was made with the new Roni.
Yeah. It's the opposite where
people,
it's.
Put people in impossible situations and make them make TV. How about it?
It's that simple.
The Simple Life. That was a great show, too. Production knew what was going on.
Yeah. Simple concept.
It's not that hard, guys. Show up to the work.
Yeah. So they kill Andrea that night, and then everyone's really sad the next day, and Maddie is banished. She is very sad because there was an opportunity where she could have taken the money and left because everybody trusted her and liked her the least.
But she's so stupid. In a good way.
In a Sheena way. She was a great part of this season by being just so annoying.
And she's just so chic.
Yeah, she's like Claudia. She's a style
icon.
You
see what I'm wearing
in a different way.
This is in honor of Maddie, what she wears on her head.
Yes. Yeah, all the colors of the rainbow.
Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Mm-hmm. As she does with her hair accessories.
Oh, that was a great movie about colonizing.
Mm-hmm. Savages, barely even men. So Wilf is very happy. Maddie is gone.
Barely even human.
Because someone is not saying he's a traitor every episode.
Sorry.
But he had to keep her around this long because he'd look too guilty if he killed her. There's no murder that night. There's five people left. It's the final.
Can't keep doing this.
Wilf and Kieran are the traitors. And then the three faithful left are like BFF with Wilf. Aaron, who's been his handsome boy from the beginning. Hannah, who's his bestie, and Meryl, who's very confused.
Okay, we didn't even really talk about Hannah, but she was so good.
She was great. Her.
She's complaining the whole time, and she's like, I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I'm a comedian, and I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that.
The comedian who, I do wonder if she tells jokes or if they just edited them out.
Because... Like, all of her, like, jumpsuits, they were like what a mechanic wears. Like,
yeah, it's so cozy.
Yeah, no, it was giving me, like, when, like confused, like, why is she wearing this? Like, when, like, MJ was wearing, like, those two long cargo pants. Like,
why is
Hannah, like, always dressed
like
a mechanic?
Her style brief was so different. Like, everybody else, and she got the mechanic style brief, much like MJ.
I don't like him.
Yeah, she's so grumpy and can- cantankerous, and the only thing she likes is Wilf.
Why are you using all of these words? There are, I don't know. All these words, by the way, are behind paywalls, okay?
Yeah, so...
And I'm a man of people, and so what I read is not behind a paywall.
Mm. I mean, it's just Reddit.
I read my.
That's all I read. So maybe it's osmosis.
How I read is like the subtitles on TV. That's my book.
Yeah, that too. Me too.
That's my book.
Yep, that's my favorite book is TV. So it's clear that Wilf is setting Kieran up because like with his three besties to vote him out. Kieran is really pissy. Wilf is like not doing a good job of hiding it. He's literally like Kieran is in the billiard room and then like he's like, okay, I'll be right back, Kieran. Like it's gonna be us. We're gonna vote them all out.
Yeah,
and then going to the room of the faithful and being like, we're gonna vote.
See, I need someone. I need. You know what I need? I need Macaulay Culkin to show up on the set of one of these Traitors and like let like help people figure out how to be like dastardly, like you know, or just his character Kevin McAllister. That's how we get the bad guys. Traffic.
He actually would be a great casting pick, and I really think he'd do it.
Oh my god, I would love Joe Pesci on there. No,
ooh, Daniel Stern. Yeah, Daniel Stern narrating.
We don't talk enough about him, and he was like actually like he's actually such an amazing comedic actor.
Yeah, I love Daniel Stern.
Get him back on the screen.
Get him back on. He needs to be narrating something.
I think he walked away from the business like Rick Moranis style.
Oh, good for both of them. Mm-hmm. We'll miss you though. Anytime you want to come back, Daniel Stern, there's always an open guest spot for you on our pod.
You are not an enemy of our pod ever.
Mm-mm.
You're my favorite movie of all time.
So then we go to the round table, the final round table. Everyone votes for Kieran, except Kieran, who votes for Wilf. And when he votes for Wilf, he says, a parting gift. When Kieran is voted out and saying he's a traitor, he looks Hannah in the eyes and then tries to like gesture towards Wilf, like put his head that way and like look back and forth. Yeah. No one else gets it except for Hannah. Like, even though he's like literally like pointing and like
yeah,
doing
like
everything
if you were
can,
doing
saying,
that, I'd be like, yeah, if you were like, I'd be like, oh no, Lawrence is having one of her seizures again.
It's right. It's my little party trick. This would be more of a, you know, less of a grand mal and more of a partial one.
Parting trick.
So then it's hotly debated whether this was fair or not for Kieran to kind of like do the head gesture and say a parting
gift. Get over it. People die. People go.
I agree. I'm like, first of all, I do think it's fair because it's like Wilf needed to like do his jury management a little better.
He needed to do his job, which is try to stay on the show.
Yeah. Mm. And karma is a bitch. And I think, sorry, it just made such good TV.
Thank you, JoJo Siwa, for letting us know. Karma's a bitch. I should have known better.
She claims she's the inventor of gay pop, but she didn't even write that lyric.
Lauren, I know you've seen.
What is it? Like this?
She just like, she seizes.
Another partial.
Mama's a bitch. I should have known better. Oh, I'm dizzy.
Wilf is on the show. So Hannah is like probably the best faithful player left, and she asks Wilf, like, why is Kieran saying that? Why would he say a parting gift?
But
that's
say it
so
like
weird.
Hannah. Say it like Hannah would
why
say
Why is Kieran saying that? Why would he say a parting gift? What's going on?
Like, it makes sense! Yeah?
And Wilf is so close. It's, like, almost the final fire, and he absolutely panics. He freaks out. He threatens Hannah. He's like, if you vote me out, we won't be friends anymore. I'll never forgive you. All the tension and the lying. He can't take it anymore. He explodes.
Yeah.
And then that at this point, even Aaron is picking up on the clues. He's really weirded out.
We're like, where's this guy been?
Yeah. And so they get to the fire and everyone votes to keep voting except for Wilf and Meryl, God. Who really is still not getting that. I mean, she doesn't
know
what
she is voting.
Right. I know, not looking forward to it in November. So
I wish there was
somehow,
like a fire involved in our voting.
Well, I'm sure there probably will be.
We are just
from,
in a
like,
ring of
QAnon
fire.
People from like
we're
anti-voters.
In a ring of fire right now.
People who think that George Soros is sending people to the voting machines at night will probably burn it down to protect
them. Sexy guy. He's got sexy secrets. You know it.
So somehow they get Meryl to vote Wilf. He's voted out, and then he does what I love when people do when, like, they are voted out or whatever, and they're like, you got it. What a fun game.
He's like, I'm so glad that I don't have to keep doing this charade anymore.
I love that. I hate when they leave and they're sad. I love when they're like, it's just a game. And,
then everyone's like, yeah. No more tears, no more fears. Everybody's free.
Everybody gets to rule the world. We have
everyone's serotonin winners. Has been balanced.
Yes. Meryl, Aaron, and Hannah split the money. It's a great
Hannah
ending.
Buys more mechanic suits. I don't know what Aaron does. And Meryl's just
be sweet. Really famous and hot. And Meryl got a forehead surgery. Yeah, it's nice. Happy ending.
Yeah.
I would say the theme is don't give up. You only get what you give. Can't
no, you know what it is, Lauren? 3, 2, 1. Don't stop
believing.
Hold on to that feeling.
Yeah, we took a journey and we never stopped believing that this show would be incredible due to the casting, go full circle, needed very little production interference because it was a cast of stars. It really let the game just do the game's thing.
When we let the mental illness go unchecked, we get something magical on screen.
That is when everyone wins. The asylum.
Love wins.
When the prisoners run the asylum, that's when the TV is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't last
a day.
Mm-mm, none of us could. And that's why they are all actual BAFTA-winning stars now. This is the only Traitors section where we have an award section. Although season 2 of US, I think, will be nominated for some Emmys. The season and cast won the BAFTA and the National Television Award for Best Reality Competition. And then Claudia Winkleman won the BAFTA for Best Reality Competition
Sexy
Host.
Lady.
Sexy and best clothes from the Lauren Davis style. My
you
style inspiration.
Dress like that.
You don't. Oh my gosh! Look, this sweater here. This sweater inspired by her. This shirt.
That shirt. You're Croatian chic.
Well, I don't have her budget, honey. But I'm like I'm balling on a hand me ups for
this
my sister's
rented.
Budget.
This is rented.
Yeah.
Well, oh my god, this is the only thing I got that was rented that fit me today. Everything was too big, and I don't know what to do. Because I got a bunch of stuff for Florida. I have to return it.
Well, return it. Yeah, you've got time still. Yeah. Meryl was also nominated for Best Reality TV Newcomer at the Scottish BAFTAs.
I like her.
Let's go, girls.
The end.
Wait, let's do a little quick symbolism. A little quick symbolism. Wilf's greed, or not his greed, but his desperation was his downfall. Voting out someone with no hand, your grasp may get straws at the beginning to try to find a traitor, guys. I hope people catch on the next season as the game evolves. Dying in the game is symbolism for dying in real life with how much people are crying. And Maddie having that classic Kristen Doty Cassandra curse. She knows the truth, but people also know you're wrong and crazy, so nobody cares.
Yeah, we see the butterfly wings, baby.
Mm-hmm. Highway. What grade would you give this season, Michelle?
An A.
I give it an A. No, I give it an A+. It's very
What's
good.
What's our grading system in the UK?
Oh,
In the grammar school?
I think it's like a S? S tier? No, that's video games.
Okay, I'll give them an A for America.
A for America loves you. Mm-hmm. That's the end of our episode. We were going to have a guest who made it to the final round
but
of
we
Traitors
get her
season
from
3
across
castings.
The pond.
Yeah, it was just too difficult due to the international connectivities, but there was a lot of drama and tea on season 3 casting. We'll have her on after we recover that season next year because it's filming right now.
Traitors coverage.
So
we're almost done with it.
We're almost done. One more app. Stick around. Subscribe to our YouTube Bravo Breakdowns if you like video. And
clothing.
Definitely like, subscribe, Instagram and TikTok, Bravo_Breakdowns. We got a lot of content there. And
We have very big guests for season 2 of UK. And then sometime in July, we have an extremely famous person.
Yes.
I don't want to say who it is, but
like the traitors, they are cloaked in mystery.
Yeah, cloaked in mystery. Anon, please.
Anon, please.
XOXO, Gossip Girl.
And now it is time for our oral exams. We end every show with an oral exam, a 1 minute topic of your choice. Oh my gosh.
Oh, well, I'll do it. I had to tell Lauren, will this get me in trouble with the Lord?
No, although, did you know, this is tea. My friend just got cast on and just like that. We'll see.
Okay. Yep. Here we go. I'm ready.
Here we go. All right. This is Michelle's S oral exam. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now.
In this essay, I will prove that Sarah Jessica Parker, that can't be her real name. I'm sorry. No woman who is pushing 60 has the name Jessica in her name. Well, okay. Never mind. Jessica Lange. That was a bad bit. The point is, she is married to America's favorite famous person who has killed people. Who do we have? Like in the Mount Rushmore, famous people who have killed people. We have Matthew Broderick. He's always got a smile. Tony Award winner. Married to a woman that a lot of people really love. I don't trust that. Why she need three names? We've got O.J. Simpson, but I don't talk ill of the dead. And I'm talking about Nicole and the other guy. And then we got Alec rolling around New York City with 80 kids on his back looking down bad. So yeah, if we have to have a winner in the winner's circle of famous people who have murdered people, not murdered, manslaughtered. He was drunk and driving in Ireland. Like, everybody was doing it. That's what Matthew did. He killed some people. It was 1987.
You are America, 8 seconds over time.
America still loves you, babe.
All right. Good job, Michelle. Way to remind us of all the murderers. Wait, did Caitlyn Jenner make it on there?
Oh, yeah. She murdered somebody, too. Yeah. I have to stop saying murdered. They unalive
women murdered in the British sense or in the traitor sense,
bloody,
but also in real life.
But like somebody was harmed and is no longer with us, like alive.
Yeah,
they have
of
been unalived.
Also, I want to say honorable mention, David Foster for hitting Ben Vereen with his car. Yeah, let's always never forget the murderers, and that's only the murderers we know
Lindsay
about.
Lohan didn't kill.
But she
knows
who
Lindsay,
killed me.
Remember Lindsay Lohan? We get it. Yeah, oh my god, that movie. I just want to.
I want to rewatch it. It really deserved cult classic status.
Oh my god, when she like
does the takes off her leg and does the pole dance.
Yeah. Oh my god. When she's like, my leg is in charge.
So
I read an interview
film
before that movie came out with her, and she just got out of rehab the first time. And she said, I can't wait for this movie to come out. I know who killed me, so people can see that I can fucking act.
Oh, honey, we saw everything.
We saw it all.
We saw it all, doll. Okay, this is my oral exam. I have 60 seconds on the clock, and my time starts now. Okay, in this essay, I will prove that more musicals should be like, A, not take themselves so seriously, B, be happy and gay instead of like, everything on theater is sad and gay.
Yeah.
And like, also, let the singers sing the riffs they want. I just saw Titanic, which was amazing. I saw it off-Broadway, and it has like a really cool story.
Yeah, you were in New York.
I was in New York. Failed musical theater actors, or like, you know, they were struggling, and then they made their own like musical, jukebox musical with Celine Dion songs, reenacting Titanic, and like, you know, they made it funny. They changed the things every, like the words a little bit every night, and they get to do their own riffs and stuff, and like, you know, make it up on the spot instead of like every note being pre-planned for them. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason it's a hit, honey. It's because everybody who's gay gets to be gay and like joke about being gay. You get to hear the chime of the grinder match thing. Mm-hmm. You get lots of RuPaul's Drag Race jokes, like everything like on Broadway is like, AIDS, sad, gay people being mean, the boys in the band. No, let's just like have fun and be Spider-Man. Gay and mostly gay. Spider-Man, turn off the dark.
Everybody
and then
died.
Let's let the singers sing. Let's let the singers surprise each other. Let's let the singers show off instead of like every single thing was planned for
like,
the orchestra.
When I go see The Sound of Music on Broadway, I want to see those Nazis do whatever they want.
Yeah, I want Maria to be able to be like, the hills are alive.
Honey, solve the problem like Maria. And then she's like this bitch.
And then she has a rap breakdown for no reason. Like, yes, give them the freedom.
Yeah,
give
these people the Maria, freedom. When she decides to not be a nun, let her do Cardi B's WAP.
Let her do WAP and then let her make a lot of jokes about going down on Countess Von Trapp. Like, let's get it funner, gayer, more riffing.
Yeah, not that's unless, what I believe. Like, I am 16 going on 17.
Yes, if that's okay, then you should at least, like, let people riff on it.
And she's singing this with, you're going to make her harmonize with a Nazi right now, but you're not going to let Maria do WAP. It doesn't make any sense.
It's such a double standard. Make it make sense.
Make it make sense,
Broadway.
And now we
start. All right, we love you guys. Bye, students. Now we start. Bye.
Bye. Flowers for Algernon.
I love that book.
Why?
It's sad. I like sad books.
I'm listening to a book and it's so dumb. But I like
what
it.
What book?
The Housemaid. She's in Long Island. She's infiltrated a house. She's a maid and she's like fucked the husband and she was in prison for 10 years and I still don't know why. It's like,
it seems very lifetime movie.
Yeah. Cause I, the only books that I really like, Jason calls them women in crisis books, like the Gone Girl, After Gone, you know, like all of
just
those.
Like the only TV we like is women in crisis. Yeah. Like women, not women the hunted, women who are the hunter.
Yeah. Were you hunted or were you hunting?
Hunter. Yeah. And we want the women hunting for their sanity.
Women be hunting.
And they never find it.
In the stores. All right, I gotta go. I got 45 emails.
All right, we love you guys.
Bye.
Bye, students.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdowns.